This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Let's look now at what appears to be a new U.S. military tactic in the Iraq war, and that is launching secret commando-style attacks in Syria, which borders Iraq. Over the weekend, American Special Forces allegedly attacked a building thought to house al-Qaeda operatives planning attacks in Iraq. 8 people were killed, including 4 children. Borzu Dargahi of the Los Angeles Times is following this story. He joins us now. And Borzu, the U.S. is not confirming that it actually carried out this attack. Who says it did?
The U.S. is not publicly confirming that it has carried out this attack. However, U.S. Military officials speaking privately have confirmed to us that there has been a U.S. operation in Syria, and they've also used language that is generally used when the U.S. is describing operations carried out by special forces, clandestine operations.
And what has Syria's reaction been to this?
Syria has been very angry by this move. They've put it all over on the television, on their television stations, and in their media. Syrian officials have said that Syria will respond at a time and place of its choosing for what they call a quote, criminal, unquote, attack.
And what could that mean? What kind of response could they have?
You have to be careful about speculating. I think to some extent they want to protect themselves from the accusation that they're weak and they're not able to respond. So it could be just bluster. There are possible ways that Syria could respond. Syria is a backer and a strategic partner of both the Shiite militia Hezbollah and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, both known for carrying out guerrilla or terrorist-style attacks on Western and pro-Western targets. However, I think that the Syrian government at this point is probably looking forward to a new American president, different foreign policy, and they may hold back on doing anything.
Tell us, where in Syria did this attack occur, and was it in an area where the U.S. thinks a lot of militants stage attacks into Iraq?
Place in a very rural area in a far northeastern area, very close to the Iraqi border, and it's been a place that has been a kind of trouble spot in the whole Iraq conflict, a place where allegedly Sunni Arab militants from across the Arab world have transited en route to Iraq to conduct insurgent attacks. And it's been a point of contention, this particular area, between the U.S., Syria, and Iraq for some years now.
Now, this commando-style attack sounds like what has been done and going on in Pakistan with U.S. forces raiding suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda strongholds where they send fighters into Afghanistan. Is it a similar tactic that the U.S. is now carrying out in Syria, and do we expect more of these kinds of attacks?
Well, some analysts have noted a certain similarity on the part of the U.S. In terms of this operation and similar recent operations into the Pakistani areas, into the Pakistan from Afghanistan. As to whether they're going to continue doing operations like this, it remains to be seen.
Borzu Dargahi of the Los Angeles Times. Thank you, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.